The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Big news of the day. Will Jack and Sophie be kicked off the top spot for the most popular baby names in Ireland? Here to tell me more is CSO statistician Sean O'Connor. And Sean, I have been handed the list this second because it has arrived hot off the presses. And Jack and Sophie are gone from the top spots. Is that right?
Yeah, good morning, Claire. Yeah, so we've new entrants in the top boys and girls' names this year round. So number one for the boys now in 25 is Rian, and for the girls it's Lily. So two new number ones.
Okay, two new number ones. Where did Rian feature last year?
So I think Rian was still in the top five, but it's jumped up to first place this time around, and it's dislodged Jack.
Okay, now Jack is at number two, which you would expect, but Sophie gone from the top five.
Yeah, so Sophie's, as I said, dropped out of the top five for the first time, or this time in 2025, and it's been replaced by Lily. But so again, two interesting findings today, two new, I suppose, most popular names for boys and girls this time around.
Okay, so maybe Sean, it might be useful if you go through the top 10, the top five boys' names and the top five girls' names for us.
Yeah, so for the boys, it's Rian, Jack, Noah, so that's first, second and third, and then James and Usheen are fourth and fifth. And the girls then, it's, as we said earlier, it's Lily, so that new entrant in number one. Second then we have Ava, third it's Fia, and then fourth and fifth it's Grace and Sadie.
Okay, Grace and Sadie there in four and five. You have more unique names in both boys and girls as well this year. There's a good increase, isn't there?
Yeah, so that's actually one of the really interesting things. So I suppose what we always see is, you know, there tends to be more unique names for the girls. So this time around, it's around 5,488. And that's up actually this year, or from last year when it was around 4,100. And then the boys, which is probably around 4,848, again, which is, it's up from previous years in 24. So yeah, more, I suppose, unique names that mothers and fathers are calling their children.
Okay, and I mean, we talk about the top one, the top five, the top 10. The numbers are really tight though, aren't they, between these names?
Yeah, so I suppose it doesn't take too many boys or girls to be called a certain name to jump over one another in the rankings. So if we look at the race maybe between the boys, so between Rian and Jack for first and second, there's around a difference of 15. So there was, I think, 490 boys called Rian last year in 25, and 475 boys called Jack. And that kind of race between first and second is actually it's a lot closer for the girls. So there's only a difference of 8 between first and second. So 302 girls called Lily last year, and 294 girls called Eva.
It's really interesting when you look at the new entrants into the top 100. And there's a couple of interesting names now that have arrived on the scene in 2025. When it comes to the boys, what new names do you have for Sean?
Yeah, so I suppose we see kind of six new entrants into the top 100 this time around. So you have names such as Levi, Dara, Nisha, Connell, Elijah, and Teddy in the boys' top 100, those new entrants.
You know, you'd expect that some of those would have been there already. I'm surprised that they're new entrants, especially some of the more traditional names like Dara and Connell. But they're there this year and they weren't there last year.
Yeah, so as I say, probably could have been hovering around 102nd, 103rd, or, you know, nearly breaking into the top 100. Mm-hmm. But this year around, they're in there.
And Nisha in particular has taken a big jump.
Yeah, so we've kind of seen it jump up. So that's one of actually our fastest risers. So it's up kind of 74 places. So it's ranked 88 now. So that's the big jump. It's one of the higher climbers this time around in 25 compared to 24.
And the new additions when it comes to the girls, the new addition, Sean, in the top 100.
Yeah, so again, there's six we see this time. So it's names such as, say, Rhea, Gracie, Mabel, Arabella, Nancy and Rhea. So again, six new entrants into the top 100 for the girls this time around.
But Rhea is the one that you're keeping an eye on, is it? Because that is up. That's a big climber as well.
Yeah, you're right. So yeah, another big jump this time around. So that's jumped 114 places and it's now ranking 99th. So Rhea was kind of the the biggest climber and the girls this time around.
Mm-hmm. Now, often we see with these names when they're published by yourselves in the CSO, there will be names that are in the ether, that are around in popular culture that make it into the top 100. Have you any examples of those for us today? Any Troys or Parrots, for example?
So one of the things we tend to look at, or I tend to enjoy, is kind of look at some of the, you know, things that happened in the last year and see where those names jumped up. So I think Troy Parrott had a particularly good year for Ireland last year, and let's hope he does it again this year. But so last year there was around 7 boys with that name, Troy, and that was ranked 468. But, you know, if Ireland make the World Cup, who knows where, how many Troys could be born next year.
Mm-hmm. And we remember from last year that Killian, and we suspected this was because of Killian Murphy, Killian entered the top 5 for the first time. Is he there? He's not there this year, is he, in the top 5? No, not there. Where is he now?
No. So he's in the top 10, but he's kind of jumped back to where he was in, say, 21, 22 and 23. So it's ninth now. The name Killian is ninth, and it's kind of back to where it was a few years previous.
Have you a couple of Ophelias? And we're thinking about Taylor Swift here.
Yeah, so I suppose, yeah, we have, well, not too many Ophelias. So there was only kind of 3 last year. So it was ranked, you know,
885. I have a feeling we'll see more of them when we're talking about the 2026 numbers. And the differences across the counties, Sean, when it comes to choosing names. Have you anything that you'd like to highlight there, what people are picking in different parts of Ireland?
Yeah, that's something that is really interesting. So we always talk about, you know, the most popular name in Ireland. But, you know, when we look at it across the different counties, is there any kind of outliers or differences? So, you know, we see names such as, say, Liam, which is particularly popular in the likes of Kildare and Dunleary, most popular name for boys, or, say, Jack in Cork City or Limerick City and County. And then for the girls, you have some, you know, interesting regional kind of differences. So Crea, I think, is the most popular name in Kerry. And then you have the likes of, say, Saoirse in Galway City or Hannah in Leash. So you see differences when you look at it across different geographies or different counties.
And of course, some of the names fall out of favour. You've very few Pauls now on your list, and it was very popular in 1975. I see it was 5th most popular in that year, which is a long time ago. But now it's way down the list, isn't it?
Yeah, so I suppose one of the great things we do have is we have a treasure trove of information in terms of the historic changes of names. So, as you say yourself, you know, Paul was the 5th most popular name in 1979 or 1975, and in 2025 it's 286. So, you know, you can see how names come in and out of fashion over the last 50 years.
Where can people go if they want to have a look at the full list?
Yeah, so I suppose, it's all available on our website, cso.ie, and we have some really kind of interesting kind of infographics and visualization tools available where you can type in a name and see how it ranks over in 2025 or going back as far as 1964. And we do also print out some really, you know, you can get a baby name cert, which you can give to a loved one if you want to see, you know, how popular their name is. So all available on our website, Claire.
Did you check out where Sean is?
I have a look every year, and look at where I'm a solid staying in the rankings. I still, I think I'm in the top 25.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
I think anyway, but I'll double check when I go back into the office.
We'll all be doing that today, Sean. Thanks so much for being with us. That is the most popular baby names for 2025. Top of the list for boys is Rian, and for girls it's Lily. And you can check out the full list with the CSO. And my thanks to Sean O'Connor.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.